We want to thank you for joining our Men's Summit podcast today. We hope this encourages and challenges you in every area of your life. In this episode, we hear from Pastor Benjamin Gilmore in his series about fear. Benjamin is an equipped pastor at Gateway's South Lake campus and is the author of Fear No More, Fear God Evermore. Let's listen in.
Hey, it's Benjamin Gilmore, and I want to thank you for taking this journey to fear and through fear with me. We are on the fourth episode of this series, Fear No More, and we're going to be talking right now about fear to freedom, really what this looks like. And I want to circle back around to the spirit of fear because that's where we started. We talked about the spirit of fear, and we talked about the confusion that we've had around fear. We've defined fear. We've talked about the journey to fear of hearing and putting faith in that, and then fearing and having it evidenced by obedience. That fear leads to worship, that worship leads to transformation, and how that transformation will either look like freedom or it'll look like more bondage. And all along the way, the choice is ours. And this time, coming back to the spirit of fear, I want to look a little deeper into the spirit of fear. You see, the spirit of fear has a purpose, has a mission. And when we look at 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. It's kind of interesting because that word fear there in the Greek is the only place in the New Testament that that word is used. It's incredible to me. And so in looking into it a little bit more, some interpretations of scripture, some versions actually use the word that might be a little more accurate than fear. It's timidity or cowardice. And the spirit of fear has a purpose. The spirit of fear comes and tells us all of the things that we should fear. And then it tells us what to do. It tells us to shrink back. It tells us to live in cowardice and timidity. That's what timidity and cowardice means. It means to shrink back. And so this spirit is missioned with robbing us of our destiny and robbing the world of the image of God that he's placed in each and every one of us. There is something inside of you as a man, as a person, as a believer of who God is that only you can hold. There's something he's given you to do that only you can do. If someone else were to approach it, they would do it completely different because God made them completely differently. And if you allow the fear of the wrong things to cause you to shrink back, you are robbing the world of a picture of God and a mission of God that only you can show and that only you can do. That's the spirit of fear. It's not just interested in causing the emotion of fear. The spirit of fear wants to cause us to shrink back. The spirit of fear wants to see you fall into the posture of fear. Worship. You know, I feared rejection from a very young age. It was hard for me even as a kid to look adults in the eye. I can remember a time or two, not just a story. It was my life. It was real life, guys. A time in my life where my mom would make cupcakes for my high school soccer team, and it was my mission to bring the cupcakes. And she made enough to where everyone got one. And I feared rejection so much that if a teammate came up to me and asked for another, I would just hand it over and never get a cupcake. And that sounds like a really silly thing, but it's because I so feared rejection that I allowed myself to be robbed of the very thing my mom meant for my blessing. And sometimes we fear things so much that we rob ourselves from the very thing that God meant for our blessing. I so feared rejection. I would go to lots of parties. Somehow I got invited to hang out at friends' houses. And my fear of rejection was so deep that I have more memories of the floor and people's shoes and the bottom of furniture than I do of conversations and people's faces because I walked around looking down constantly. The spirit of fear would come to me and give me facts and help me draw conclusions about those facts. It would make me feel rejected. I would hear what he had to say and I would believe those lies. I'd put my faith in it. and I would fear this rejection that would cause me to shrink back, and I so longed and so thirst for acceptance. Maybe you're there too, and you've begun to fear the wrong things, but there I was, and it wasn't just a happenstance. The spirit of fear was at work, seeking to steal and kill and destroy my future, my voice, my gifting. In this battle against fear, it's not about eradicating fear from our lives. It's from disengaging from the wrong things and engaging in fearing the right things. We must fear God, for when we truly fear God, the fear of everything else falls away. In understanding fear, we fight differently. It's time to fight differently. And here's what this looks like. Here's what I hope you walk away with. When we understand, when you can say with honesty, I fear God. When you can say with honesty that every step I take in this life, every turn I make, every decision, every relationship, every thought I think is passed through the filter of how does this affect my relationship with God? And I trust that He has my future in His hands in a way that no one else does. He controls my future. He is good. He has a future. He has a hope for me. When you can stand in that place and say with honesty, that is my posture, then you can say, you fear God, and you will know that you know that you know that His promises for you, His promises for your family, for those who fear Him are for you, and you will begin to walk with authority. When the spirit of fear comes and tries to get you to fear all of the wrong things, you can stand up inside and say, no, I fear God alone. It is no longer a conversation of resisting fear. It is rightly placing fear. No, I will not fear that. I fear God alone. I can't fear that because I fear God alone. What do you fear? In my late 20s, in this just honest pursuit to try and live a life like Jesus, this thought came into my mind, and I'm sure you can guess where it was from. The thought was, you're going to die when you turn 33, just like Jesus died when He was 33. This was a thought that I quickly dismissed, but sometimes we think we dismiss thoughts, but really we tuck them away into a deep place of our heart, and they're just waiting to come back again. We don't really deal with the things of this life. We just push them down, and that's what I did with this message. The closer I got to 33, I found myself at 32, staring 33 down on the horizon, wondering if that thought I had years before would be true. I had to deal with it. I had to fight it. I had to engage. I had to make a choice. You are in a fight, whether you acknowledge it or not. It's time to make a choice. It's time to fight differently. You know, like so many things in our lives, when we keep them covered, they just get worse. And that's true for the things we fear. We cover them and they just get worse. Anytime I have a fear in my life, I'm afraid of revealing it to my wife because I'm afraid that fear is contagious. And that's just a lie. Anytime I've brought a fear to my wife, it was quickly dispelled. And so I bring this fear to my wife, and she agreed, that's a frightening prospect. And you would die at 33. And I knew I had to take it to the Lord. I had to say, God, I've been given this message. I've heard it, and it's taken root in my heart in a way that it probably shouldn't. And I begin to fear it. And I don't know what to do with it. And before I head in any direction of worship, before I act on it, before it begins to transform me, I need to know from you, what do you say? What do you say about this thing? And God, in a way that He only can, He spoke to me in that moment. And He said, you will not die when you turn 33. You will enter into a season of ministry that Jesus never had the opportunity to enter into. You want to be free? What do you worship? What do you fear? What are you listening to? It's important that we pause and ask God what He has to say in every area of our lives. God, have I allowed the spirit of fear to be my source of truth of what is to come? God, have I been fearing the wrong things? If you feel like God's highlighted something to you, just repent. Just ask for forgiveness and receive it. As soon as we ask, we get it. God, have I been worshiping the wrong things? Again, repent. Ask forgiveness. You know, it'd be easy to stop right there, but I love that God offers us a part of who He is. He offers Himself as the Holy Spirit to be our helper, to help us to walk in the things that we couldn't walk in on our own. So just ask God right now, ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, will you help me to fear you properly? Tell God, I choose today to fear you. God, I receive all that comes with fearing you, all the promises that I see in Scripture for those who fear you. God, I receive those things: long life, protection, protection for my family, wisdom, understanding. Lord, I receive all the promises. God, will you set me free from fearing the wrong things? Free me from that kind of fear. You know, we've been on a journey together over these four episodes of allowing God to redefine fear in our lives. And definitions are very, very important. We build our lives upon them. How you define success will determine how you build your life. How you define love will determine how you build your life. And if any of the definitions that we have in our lives are just a little bit off, it will send us careening into a direction that looks very unhealthy, ungodly, and it's just not the way that God wants us to live. He has so much good for us. So I want to encourage you that even as we have unpacked, Lord, what really is fear? How do I get there? And how do I walk in freedom? I want to encourage you to explore that in other areas of your life. Ask the Holy Spirit. Read the Bible, seek in His Word. God, what do you say about this? I'm going to finish our time together with a blessing. I'm going to read it over you, and I want you to receive it because I believe it's God's heart for you. Here it is. I do not pray that you fear nothing. Stop trying to remove fear from your life. I pray that you are consumed by fear, that you drown in fear, and that fear consumes every breath of your life. I pray that you are overtaken with the fear of God, because I want you to be wise. I want you to be safe. I want you to be prosperous. I want your children to be safe. I want you to fear God, because there is no better way to live. May you fear God well. Bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to go deeper in any of this, I really do want to invite you to find my book, Fear No More, on Amazon. You can visit BenjaminGilmore.org. I believe that there is something that God wants to do in your life that is so deep, it will echo through your legacy. Be blessed.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to rate it and subscribe to stay up to date with new episodes. If you would like more information on our men's conference, please visit menssummit.com. Until next time, have a blessed day.